A couple of times we had to redo takes, and I started to get strongly into like Russian Boris and Natasha vibe. That was not correct.
I began to experience the emotions that I was feeling during the time these things were happening.
It was good to be reminded of all the pieces that made the final cut and to actually remember that I like this book.
Welcome to This is the Author, where authors talk about narrating their audiobooks.
In this episode, meet speaker and blogger Geraldine DeRuyter, writer and style influencer Lynn Slater, and communication specialist Elaine Lynn Herring. Tune in to hear what inspired these authors to write their new books and what it was like for them in the audiobook recording studio. Plus, learn why there should be a universal appreciation for tea and honey. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Geraldine DeRuyter, author of If You Can't Take the Heat, Tales of Food, Feminism, and Fury. I wrote a book about the intersection of the food that we eat and our relationship with food and feminism, because those two things felt so intertwined to me. You know, so much of how we define ourselves as women comes down to people telling us things about our bodies and people weighing in on what we decide to eat. It can be a huge struggle to have a wonderful relationship with food. What I really wanted to do was explore that, because food is this wonderful and empowering and beautiful thing, and it sucks that so many of us have that taken away from us. So it was a lot of things, but it was about really reclaiming that relationship. If I had to describe what it was like to record my audiobook in one word, exhausting. I mean, I don't want to describe it in one word, because it was also really fun. I don't know, how do people feel after they've run a marathon? Because I'm never running a marathon, but I kind of feel like I have after all of this. My throat definitely feels like it's run a marathon. You can hear it now. Recording this book, you start to realize that even as a writer, or maybe especially as a writer, there are a lot of words that you have written and never said out loud. So, gosh, Madeleines, or is it Madeleines? It's Madeleines, the French little tea cake. Didn't know how to say that. Didn't know how to say Arnold Schwarzenegger. I can't even say his first name now. Didn't know how to say Arnold Schwarzenegger's last name. I think I said it wrong just now. Sorry, we're not doing another take. I say wildly instead of widely. Basically, any word that ends in L-Y is terrible. And once you start going through and you realize how many times you use alliteration in your book, you'll be like, why did I do this? Why did I create a tongue twister for myself? I'm really excited for listeners to hear me try and capture my loved ones' accents. I don't do my mom's accent justice. She sounds just like Arianna Huffington. It's amazing. So I don't really do her justice. A couple of times we had to redo takes, and I started to get strongly into like Russian Boris and Natasha vibe. That was not correct. That's not her accent. I'm also really excited for them to hear the story behind the viral blog posts, because a lot of people have read about the Mario Batali cinnamon rolls. They've read the review that I did of the Michelin-starred restaurant in Italy, and they don't know a lot of the stuff that was going on behind the scenes that I haven't written about on the blog. And so this will be kind of the first time it's been in print. So that's really exciting for me. I prepared to record my audiobook very poorly. I did not do any throat exercises. I did go out and buy tea. I bought some green apples So I kind of did my homework there. Both of those are essential. I also made sure to reread the pages that we were going to record the night before we were going to record them, just so I knew what the flow was going to look like. And I think that was hugely helpful because even if you've written the lines, you don't know what the next one is going to look like. So those are things that I'm glad I did, but probably shouldn't have smoked all of those cigars and done midnight karaoke the night before we decided to record. That was a bad move. Bad move, kids. If I had to record this book again, what would I bring into the studio with me? I would bring a professional voice actor with me. That's what I would bring if I had to do this again. This is hard. I knew how hard this was, and it was still hard. If ever you meet a professional voice actor, I don't know, buy them a hot toddy and some cough drops and give them a hug. They're amazing. Okay, if I wasn't going to record my audiobook and I could pick anyone, like across the board, I think Katharine Hepburn would be so funny. She's rad, so I just think that like Mid-Atlantic Geraldine de Ruyter, I think that would be great. The last great audiobook, I'm actually in the middle of listening to it because no disrespect to the boss, but it is as long as you would expect from a man who gives like 4 hour long concerts. So I'm listening to Bruce Springsteen's audiobook and it is so long and it's taking me even longer to get through it because anytime he talks about one of his albums, I go back and re-listen to that album a few times and then go back to the audiobook. So I don't know. It's taken me like 2 months that I've been going in it, but it's also been really fun because after a while, like, you start kind of talking like Bruce Springsteen, so you're like, yeah, there's a lot of factories closing down. So that's the last great audiobook I'm right in the middle of. I actually really love just going on walks and listening to audiobooks. I find that to be just a very, like, calm, kind of meditative experience. I don't listen to them in cars because I like to focus a bit more. Plus, you can't go for a long walk with a physical book. That doesn't go well. I'm just going to tell you right now, don't do it. And now, here's a clip from my audiobook. I hope you like it. When people find out I'm a food writer, they immediately want to know what my first food memory is. It's like the pissing contest of the culinary world. Whose first gastronomical imprint is the best? I've read enough culinary memoirs to know that's where the seeds of someone's entire relationship with food supposedly begin. There is nary a cooking competition where the chefs are not required to create an entire menu around that memory.
Hi, this is Lynn Slater, and I'm the author of How to Be Old, Lessons in Living Boldly, from The Accidental Icon. I wrote my book because I wanted people to see beyond the visual story that had been Accidental Icon. I really wanted to let people in on the inside view, both of the influencer world, but also what I was thinking and feeling during the whole time this was happening to me. If I had to describe what it was like to record my audiobook in one word, that word would be emotional. I think because there was a big gap in between finishing the writing of the book and then all the layers of editing that you go through, and this was an opportunity. I am in a very quiet room. I'm very focused on the book and reading it. And I sort of began to experience the emotions that I was feeling during the time some of these things were happening to me. And it was a surprise because there were a few times I found myself crying, which I had not expected. So I think that was the biggest surprise of how emotionally connected this whole process made me be again to my writing. I realized I had trouble pronouncing, much like when I was doing Accidental Icon, the names of fashion brands and designers. I'm excited that my listeners will hear about how much fun the very, very beginning years of doing Accidental Icon was, before I became famous, when I was just being very creative and meeting new people and having these exciting experiences. I think that people get more caught up in the fame part of it. And so I wanted people to see that everyday life, when you're just in the moment and you're being creative, can be so much fun. My favorite sections to record, I think, were about my relationship to my own grandmother, then consequently, my relationship and description of my grandchildren, because I think there was a very powerful moment when I realized that if I had continued my life as Accidental Icon, traveling all over the world and being all invested in clothes and other sorts of experiences, that I would have missed out and I would have become the same as my grandmother, whose absence was a very big lack in my own life and in my mother's life. I think that was a really important epiphany for me to have when I realized how close I had come to being that kind of grandmother. I have to say, honestly, I didn't do anything to prepare. But one of the tricks that I learned in one of my creative writing classes was that after you finish a piece of writing, that you read it aloud and you listen to hear if you can hear a rhythm or a kind of musicality, a place where there might be a bump or something abrupt. And when I was writing my book, I spent a lot of time reading it aloud to listen for those things. And so I think when I was recording the audiobook, even though I didn't do anything last week or the week before to prepare, that early work I did about trying to find the music in my writing was probably the best thing that could have prepared me to read for an audiobook. If I had to record again, I would bring hot tea and honey with me into the studio because there are times that your voice becomes a bit tired. If I wasn't going to record my audiobook, I would cast Patti Smith. She's 70 or in her 70s. She is always, every day of her life, being creative. She has a Substack, which I subscribe to, and she's always sharing little pearls of wisdom. But to me, she's an icon. She represents a figure in my early life that had a lot of meaning for me, and I think she would be just the right one to narrate this kind of a story. The last audiobook that I listened to that I loved was Opinions by Roxane Gay. I love Roxane Gay for so many reasons, but one of the reasons, and I've taken online classes with her, is I absolutely love her voice. She writes about things that can be rather disturbing, but she has this calmness and this centeredness in her voice. I could just listen to her all day long. And I do, actually. My favorite place to listen to audiobooks is while I'm walking. We're really fortunate we live just a couple of blocks from a very, very beautiful nature preserve. And walking is one of the ways that I maintain my health. I will go into that preserve and I will walk for miles. And so that's when I listen to my audiobooks. And now listen to a clip from my audiobook. Today is the first day of the fall 2013 semester. Anxiety taps me on the shoulder, waking me up, and excitement propels me out of bed as I slip into my role of teacher. As a professor of social work and law, I know that every class I teach brings new students and new perspectives. The students and I will leave as different people than the ones who entered the room. It's that potential that excites me.
Hi, this is Elaine Lynn Herring, author of Unlearning Silence, How to Speak Your Mind, Unleash Talent, and Live More Fully. I wrote this book because I was frustrated with the advice that was being given to people around speaking up. All of the advice essentially boiled down to just speak up. As if people just had more courage or more confidence, they would be heard. And as much as I love a Nike just do it moment, just speak up felt irresponsible and missed the nuance of what keeps so many of us from using our voices, which are the real and perceived costs of using your voice, of the ways that we've learned silence and the ways that people continue to silence us. So I wrote this book to offer a more nuanced, more accurate view of what each of us is facing, and to offer an invitation to say if we care about each other's voices, here are the things we can do differently. If I had to describe what it was like to record my audiobook in one word, that word would be joyful. At the end of 2021, I was proofreading the final draft of my book proposal by reading it out loud. I texted a friend saying, "I'm fast-forwarding to when I get to narrate my audiobook." And so here we are, January 2024, actually getting to narrate the audiobook. Not all of our dreams and visions come true, but that one certainly has. And so it's been joyful. I hate having to answer this question because it's going to make me have to say the word, but I realized that I had trouble pronouncing alluring, also known as alluring, and you can tell me how to actually pronounce it after this. I'm excited for listeners to hear my story in my own voice. As I talk about in the book, silence breeds silence, and voice breeds voice, and getting to tell your story means that someone else might say, "Me too," and feel less alone and more hopeful about how to move forward. So I hope that's true for anyone who listens. I prepared for the audiobook recording by remembering what a gift it is to get to read it at all, and really by falling back in love with the book. It was good to be reminded of all the pieces that made the final cut and to actually remember that I like this book. If I had to record again, I would bring honey with me into the studio. And that's not code word for something other than honey to put in tea, because turns out recording an audiobook means a whole lot of reading and a whole lot of talking. If I wasn't going to record my audiobook, I would cast Michelle Yeoh, because she's a goddess. And now, listen to a clip from my audiobook. I don't want to go to Aunt Becca's house. It smells there, yelled 5-year-old Charlie. As quickly as she could, Charlie's mom shushed him. Come on, Charlie, be kind. But it's true, he pressed. Charlie's mom thought for a minute. It was true. Not even the industrial-strength air fresheners or the fancy new air neutralizer she'd bought from the shopping network and gifted Becca could mask the cat odor. If she was honest with herself, she didn't love going to her sister's house either.
This Is the Author is a production of Penguin Random House Audio. Thank you for listening.
For more behind-the-mic content and audiobook recommendations, visit www.penguinrandomhouseaudio.com/nextlisten.